In the Gospel reading today, as we hear Our Lady's Magnificat, we hear her say that the Almighty has done great things for me. That is exactly what we celebrate throughout. When we look at Our Blessed Lady's life, we recognize what is natural and what is supernatural. And we see that throughout her entire life. In her conception, she was conceived naturally by her parents. But by grace, supernaturally, she was conceived without original sin. When she conceived our Blessed Lord, it was as a virgin, something purely supernatural. And yet every other aspect of her pregnancy was completely normal, natural. When she gave birth, it was supernatural. Not the normal opening of the womb. There was nothing normal about that. And yet the rest of her motherhood, everything was natural and normal. Today we see that once again. Our Blessed Lady's death would be completely natural. But what we're celebrating today is something which is supernatural. God has done great things for her. In other words, what we're celebrating today is the fact that, number one, Our Lady shares in the resurrection of Jesus, her son, from the dead. Her body was reunited with her glorified soul, and her body was thereby glorified, just as was our Lord's at the time of his resurrection. And then she was brought to heaven by God. The assumption of our Blessed Lady, what that means is that both body and soul, she was taken up to heaven. Purely supernatural. The Almighty has indeed done great things for her. So we see how she cooperated with God's grace, and she would be the first to acknowledge it is all his grace. St. Paul tells us, for instance, that the law can perfect no one. And yet under the law, Our Lady lived a perfect life. But she didn't live a perfect life because of the law. She lived a perfect life because of the grace of God. So in other words, she lived a natural Jewish life, and yet it was supernatural the way that it was lived. That becomes important for you and me because you and I, we can look at our lives and we can say all these things are natural. But God has done great things for you as well. He has chosen you, and in your baptism, removed sin from your soul, infused sanctifying grace, all that purely supernatural. And he continues to give you his grace throughout your life to be able to cooperate with him, to do his holy will. Unlike Our Lady, we don't do that very perfectly. She cooperated completely with God because, of course, she didn't have sin from the first instant of her life. We can't claim that. And therefore, we aren't able to cooperate perfectly with God's grace. But that doesn't negate the fact that his grace is at work within us. And that the goal for us is to try, to the best of our ability, to continue to cooperate more and more perfectly with that grace. It can indeed be that the day will come, if we grow in holiness to that point, where we will actually be able to cooperate completely with God's grace. We see some of the saints that have done exactly that. And so it is not something that is beyond us. By nature, it is indeed, but by God's grace, it is not. And we really truly recognize that when we see what it is, again, that we're celebrating today and apply that to ourselves. because Elizabeth said to Our Lady, blessed is she who believed what God promised to her would be fulfilled. The promises that God made, yes, indeed, at that moment, with the child in her womb, that God was going to send a Messiah. But it is that Messiah who has taken away our sins, not only in baptism, but in confession, to be able to have our sins removed and our souls purified and filled once again with sanctifying grace. It is the promise of God that He would remain with us all days until the end of the world. And He does. He is truly present with us in the Most Holy Eucharist. He dwells within each one of us when we are in the state of grace. He promised He would be present when two or more are gathered in His name. So we have all these promises being fulfilled within us. And if we can begin to believe and to see that that's how He is working, then it gives us the grace to be able to look forward and recognize that a promise that is so far beyond what our wildest imagination could ever come up with is going to be fulfilled in us, provided that we die in the state of sanctifying grace. So too, if we do that, our death will be natural, but it will be supernatural in the sense that our souls will be in the state of grace. And if our souls are in the state of grace, then that means that on the last day of the world, our bodies will be reanimated by our glorified souls, and our bodies will share in the resurrection of Jesus, just as Our Lady's did. And even more astounding, you and I then will be taken up to heaven. We will not ascend by our own power. That's what Jesus did. Our Blessed Lady did not ascend by her own power. She was assumed into heaven, which means she was taken up into heaven by the power of God. And that is exactly what is going to happen to all the saints who will go to heaven. You and I hope, are going to be counted among those, so that if we live our lives trying to imitate how Our Lady lived. And again, what is so important about that is, yes, she is the holiest person ever, and we can all look at all of that, but she lived a normal human life. She was just one of us. But she cooperated perfectly with God's grace. But her life, on the practical level, was normal, just like ours. So in other words, you don't have to do extraordinary things to be extraordinarily holy. As Saint Therese said, do ordinary things with extraordinary love. That is something each and every one of us is capable of. Again, we can look at how we started and say, well, we can do natural things, but we can do them in a supernatural way with the help of God. And so all the things that you do throughout the day, you continue to do them. But then you want to look at, why do I do them? And how do I do them? In other words, am I doing these things with my mind on God because they are part of the duties of my state in life? Am I doing it out of charity for my spouse, my children, the people at work, whomever it may be? But am I doing this with God's grace? Or am I just trying to do it by my own strength? If I'm just doing it by myself, then whatever I'm doing doesn't amount to much of anything. Sure, I accomplished whatever I was doing, but that's the end of it. If we're doing it by grace, with cooperating with God's grace, we're going to do the exact same thing. But now it continues on, because by God's grace, this now has an eternal consequence. Whereas if we just do it by our own natural strength, then the consequences are natural. They're right there. It's done. And if we can learn to do this, which is exactly what Our Lady did throughout her entire life, she did all of the normal things that had to happen. She was a wife and a mother. She took care of all of the things that moms do. But all of it was done for the love of God and for the love of the people around her. Once again, we see then it wasn't the law that made her perfect. It was God's grace that made her perfect. And it is the same for you and me. If we cooperate with God's grace, we're going to do everything that God has asked us to do. But we're not doing it just because we have to do it. We're not doing it just because this is what it says that I'm supposed to do. We're going to do it because we love the Lord and we love the people around us. And therefore, we're going to do what God has asked us to do because of the charity that we give to one another. So once again, you see how what is just the normal daily functions of your life can be sanctified. And that's what we're looking for. Because as we do that, we can grow in holiness. We become more and more like God. And then when death comes, we unite that with our Lord in his death, so that we can be united with our Lord in his resurrection, and ultimately so that we could be with him forever in heaven. That's what this is all about. God made a promise that people like you and me can actually go to heaven. That old brother donkey here, our bodies can actually rise from the dead, be reanimated by a glorified soul, and be able to go to heaven, where we will be united with God, body and soul, for the rest of eternity. We see that promise fulfilled in our Blessed Lady, and that's what we're celebrating today. One of us, her son is God. So it's easy for us to say, yeah, he was human, but he's God. So of course he rose from the dead and went to heaven. Our Lady is not God. And so it is purely by the grace of God that she lived a perfect, holy life. It is therefore fitting, of course, that she would be able to be taken to heaven, but it is the fulfillment of the promise. And so if we look at what is spoken in the first reading to Judith, that her memory would be forever, whenever it would be spoken in Israel, that again, she's Our Lady. She is the honor of our race. She is the glory. She is the highest. We can look at all of these things. We heard in the gradual that Our Lady was taken to heaven and the angels rejoice. The angels rejoice because of the supernatural event that is happening. That a human person, one just like you and me, has risen from the dead and has been brought to heaven. And for the angels, they rejoice even more because Our Lady is exalted above all of them and becomes their queen. So they have massive reason for rejoicing. But they are rejoicing because of what the grace of God is doing in this human person. Now, if that's what the angels do in somebody, that we could look at it and say, well, of course it makes perfect sense because she lived a perfect life. Think how much the angels are going to rejoice when they are looking at a human person who didn't live a perfect life, like you and me. We might naturally think that when we get there, if we get there, the angels are going to hide their face and say, oh no, not this one. How did this one get in here? No, it's going to be just the opposite. The angels are going to be rejoicing because it'll be obvious to everyone, you didn't get there by yourself. You didn't get there by your own merit. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. It is purely a gift, and it is the grace of God at work in you. That is the cause for rejoicing. that God loves you so much and that you have loved him, you've cooperated, and now something supernatural is happening in you. You lived your natural human life in a supernatural way. You've died a natural human death, and yet something supernatural is now happening in you. That's what the angels are rejoicing in. That's what you and I will be rejoicing in. Obviously for our own self, because we know exactly where we would be if we got what we deserved. And so there will be great cause for us to be rejoicing that we didn't get what we deserved. But it's not about ourselves that we're going to be rejoicing. It's about everyone else. We're going to see all those beautiful souls that God has brought to heaven, and we'll be rejoicing in that. And all those souls are going to be looking at us, and they're going to be rejoicing for us. More than anything, we will be rejoicing because Jesus and Mary are there. And amazing as it sounds, Jesus and Mary will be rejoicing because you and I are there. That's the extension of what it is that we're celebrating today. Something indeed glorious for our mother. But it doesn't end with her. She is the first fruits of the Spirit. The promise was fulfilled in her. But if you and I will believe in God's promises, that they will be fulfilled in us, then all of these things that we can say about Our Lady will one day be able to be said of us as well. So praise God for what he has done for his mother, and praise him for the promises that he has made to us. And now blessed are we who believe that what God has promised to us will be fulfilled.